dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Only slightly serious question to begin the proceedings today. If the Bills were the Bengals and Josh Allen was blasted in the face mask on that final drive two or three times and none of it was called, I'll leave the Gesicki hysterics at the goal line out of it, because that you look like the floppiest. Derek Roy was playing tight end for the Bengals last night. If that had happened to the Bills last night, would we be the ones? Would it be like Cover One, Del Reed? Who would be like organizing the petition and the march on the NFL offices? I feel like we would be inconsolably insane if a game like that with those stakes, right? We're trying to get off the mat, trying to save our season, playing one of our rivals, and 2-point conversion, defensive lineman palms Allen in the face mask, and the pass incomplete. You lose. How would torches? Would we be marching? What would be happening? This show would sound like we were losing our minds.
So
this is going to happen at some point.
It is.
Hopefully not this season, but like they've not really gotten smoked by the refs yet. But that's out there. Your turn comes up.
And what you hope is it's not in like the AFC divisional game.
Right, sure.
And the thing about the thing in that game yesterday is how many people, especially the people that are really, like, they're clued in on the analytics stuff. Like, you finally see a coach who knows his defense cannot stop the offense. We saw it on Monday Night Football. The Buccaneers were cowards.
Yep.
And they lost because of it. And now you see a coach say, screw it. We're going for the win. They've got four straight touchdown drives. Can't stop them.
Right.
And then you missed two penalties on one play. And like yesterday, the thing that I found myself complaining about the most is the sky judge. Because I know right now, and this probably will have to be talked about at the owners' meetings this offseason, is they can't retroactively call a penalty that hasn't been called.
They can correct bad calls that weren't warranted, but they cannot correct missed calls where no flag was thrown.
That's got to change.
I think it's hard to argue against that, considering what's happened here in the last week or so, but especially last night. Minnesota had the thing a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
I think anyone can understand why they're avoiding that, right? Because once you open that,
you do have to create a scope for it.
It's a bottomless pit.
You have to create a scope for it. But like, and maybe you only want those to be inside 2 minutes of each, in the second and fourth quarters and in all of overtime.
Hmm.
Almost like to say, these are the most important points of the game.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that the integrity of the game is upheld, because what we're seeing is, and a perfect example is the Josh Allen holding plays, right? The touchdown, he gets the holding call. There's two phantom holding calls in a row, right? As much as I'd like to see those calls actually be correct, I don't think that's where my head is on what needs to be corrected. Mm-hmm. What needs to be corrected is in a 2-point conversion with the game on the line, you have to be able, and like the random usage of it, and like they used it for the first time ever against the Bills in Houston, that kickoff fumble is like, oh, there's a sky judge?
Oh, right.
Since when?
Right.
Running out onto the field to whisper in the referee's ear?
Back in 2019, we're talking about that playoff game?
Yeah.
Right. The guys in the black coats.
He just runs out of the field. Right. Like, who's that guy?
Who are those people?
Oh,
okay.
The guy from the sideline said, we can't, we got to change that call.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, they can't just be so wishy-washy about it. If they're going to introduce someone that is a check for referees, the things, because then what you're asking referees to do is, if it's close, throw a flag. Right. And that's not where we want to be.
No.
And what I'll say is, the thing I like about the Sky Judge is every time there is that it's implemented, it's quick, we're done.
Yeah. See, the trouble, maybe confining it to the final 2 minutes of the half might be a good starting point. I just think once you start that with what was it, look at that, look how obvious that was, look at this, I just think you're never going to stop. Like every play, I just think you're going to find something. And no, it won't be as obvious as the quarterback. Like, how can I ask again for the millionth time, how do you miss that? It's not only is it the guy with the ball in his hands, it's like head contact with the quarterback. How many times have we seen roughing the passer called when a guy's hand like glances off a helmet, not even the face mask? Like that is, they're making it a point of emphasis. The head, you know, we got it. Rightly so. I'm not arguing that. But how in the world does that get missed? I can't really fathom it. And so it's so frustrating, but I don't know. I feel like there's a trap door under there. That I just think it will never end. And that's why I hated replay to begin with. Because once you introduce it, and now we're modifying it, and we're using SkyRef to try to correct things, and, you know, fine when it works, but you're left a lot of the time going, how come you couldn't fix that? How come you couldn't fix that?
I will say, doesn't it sort of just feel like we're entering the stage of this whole thing where we just say, let's get rid of the referees and just do this automatically.
Sure.
Let's do this via camera, and let's get these, no offense to older folks, these aren't really young, spry guys. We've got like 65-plus-year-old men out there who can't really keep up.
Don't forget about that dude that raced down the field with Justin Jefferson earlier this year.
Other than
that guy.
That was pretty impressive.
Like Olympian athlete level.
That was impressive. Yeah.
But no, sure. Yeah. I just, man, I don't want to be exactly the guy that's saying, you know, they're going to come for you eventually, but like our turn is going to come up at some point here. I mean, people that are more tuned into that than even I am may already have a list from this year, because I try very, very hard. And you know, from hosting the post-game show and doing the show that's after our post-game show, Nate, that like the refs are like, people are always ready to go on the refs. And so
that's for sure.
I just like, all right, just take it for what it is. It's going to be terrible.
What I appreciate about where we've come on for Thursday Night Football is Al Michaels checked out. We all agree. I mean, during the game, it's basically, who's the guy from HBO that was just doing the baseball playoffs? We were like,
Costas.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Costas is like at the really extreme end of checked out, but Al Michaels has been checked out since he got $1 billion from Amazon to do this, right? But even he is in doesn't give a bleep mode. Right. He's just like, these refs are the worst things I've ever seen. This is worse than, you know,
yeah,
fill in an uncurable disease. Like, that's basically what he says out there. And then you've got their, you know, the
Terry.
Let's go to our rules analyst, who really is just there to do PR.
This is Jeremy's speech here from our morning show.
Yeah, it is Jeremy.
But like, that is replay begets the discussion about replays and getting calls right. And so that gives you then eventually these rules analysts, which gives you more focus on the replays and getting it right. And the whole thing needs to be just shoveled into a landfill, which is, of course, is never going to happen. So thus, this ends today's complaints about the officiating. Unless anybody wants to talk about it, 803-0550, you're fine. And welcome to join us. I just, you know, I feel like ominously some moment in time here, it's going to get us. And I don't know. To say I'm terrified of it is ridiculous, but I'm on edge. I just, at some time here, some key moment, you're just going to get tripped up by something that you cannot believe they missed. And we'll have no recourse because nobody ever does. So, I don't know. That outcome last night worked for me. I think we were talking about it yesterday, and I preferred burying the Bengals. I don't think I'd go so far as to say I'm more worried about the Bengals than I am the Ravens. This is, I feel like the Ravens are still within striking distance of Pittsburgh, and I'd prefer they kind of get out of the wild card mix because I don't want to deal with them in round one of the playoffs, and nor would I want to deal with the Bengals. And so they're not out of it. Their schedule's pretty soft moving forward. They have 7 games left, and 5-2 is realistic, and so maybe they can still get there. But I was happy to see them lose, even though they got robbed.
Same. I think there was a pretty general consensus amongst even like Chiefs fans and people that I follow. Everybody agrees, bury the Bengals. Nobody really wants to play that team. I do think a big takeaway from that game last night, though, is even with Kyle Hamilton on the field, the Ravens defense is dramatically – Who'd they lose? I mean, they lost Clowney, and he was pretty good for them. Patrick Queen? Did he make them that much better? Is he the best linebacker
ever? I don't know, but they're a disaster.
I mean, I'm like struggling to think of a comparison of how bad they are defensively. And without Kyle Hamilton, it is – they don't have a prayer.
And that looked like – it could have been really bad. I don't know that it is. I don't know if they're...
They're saying it could be a sprain a couple of weeks, but it looked like it could have been like season ending.
Yeah, right. I agree. Like dislocated even.
Yep.
Is what I thought when I first saw it. So, yeah, I feel like they can be had. Like they can be scored on. You just need, you need to have your receivers and have them be healthy.
Their offense is so hot and cold. Their offense can be literally unstoppable, and then their offense could put themselves in 3rd and 17s, drive after drive.
Yeah.
But man, when Lamar turns it on, it's a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty.
That run down the sideline last night was that was next level.
And nobody. It's like the problem with trying to hit Lamar is usually like right as you hit him, he releases the ball. So you don't want to hit him because you don't want to get the personal foul penalty.
Right.
But then there was an example or a play from yesterday where he pumps and the guy kind of, okay, I stop. Oh, no, he still got the ball. Right. And it's like him and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. There may not be 3 quarterbacks ever to be as good at avoiding sacks as those 3 guys.
I think that's right. I think that's right. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. We'll get into some wagering conversation with Sam Paniatovich coming up here at the bottom of the hour. He's having the year that he needed to have to get a 3rd MVP, Jackson. He just is. And I didn't think that year was out there for him,
but
it looks like it's happening.
Henry's going to hurt it. Henry's going to hurt the conversation a little bit. I mean, he won it with 24 touchdowns, so who am I to,
right.
I guess,
he's
say.
Just out. He's blowing last year out of the water, and I hear you, but Henry is still a running back, and I just feel like he just looks so good. It's hard to argue with at this point, I think. 803-0550 is the number. I mentioned the start of the lineup. Sam Paniatovich from BetQL Daily will be our guest coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. We've got Sal Capaccio lined up at 4. Matt Perino from New York Upstate, Bill's beat guy, will join us at 5. And I'll have Paul at 6 to go over the Sabres. Big win at Madison Square Garden last night. Gary's first up this segment. Hi, Gary. Thank you for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Really good. Thanks.
Let me vent for a second. I know you've been talking about officiating like for a while, but I have to get this off my chest. I know you guys have spoken about this before. When are they going to, and if or when are they going to make these referees accountable for anything that they do? Whether it's any type of press conferences, whether it's, I'm just sick of seeing games blown in the last 2 minutes of a game and having the wrong team win because they don't have their eyeglasses on or they're not looking attentively at what's going on in the field. And at some point or another, it's going to happen in a freaking Super Bowl and we're going to be talking about that for 4.5 months. So I'm curious, at what point do they do anything for accountability for these referees? I hear nothing.
Well, that's because it doesn't really hurt them. you know, I mean, it does. It hurts the Bengals today, and Bengals fans are really mad. And, you know, objective football fans and analysts are pointing out how bad it is, but it never stops. Like, are you turning it off because of it? Am I? Is anyone? No. At least not enough to make a difference. It never sticks to them. And so, I don't know, make them accountable. I mean, they're graded. Assignments for the playoffs are handed out on those grades.
Yep.
So, you know, there's your system. But, you know, what do you want? Do you want a public flogging? I mean, you know, it's why I even feel kind of like a chump bitching about it to start this radio show today. Because what are we were just yelling into the void. It's not something that's going to be addressed. I don't know. Are we in a really bad run right now? Or is this just pretty much how it is every year? I think this is probably pretty much how it is every year, right? Like, is it way worse or something? I don't think so. It's just that what has happened is that they have a mechanism in place now that I think we want to believe can fix everything. And what I think you need to get through your head, or what I need to get through my head, I'm not speaking pejoratively here, like I'm in the same boat, sort of being confused by it, is you can't make everything okay. You can't fix everything. It's not possible. I think it's not functional to do it. In a vacuum, this play or that play, should they have been able to fix that because of the timing of it, you know, the end of the game or whatever? Yeah, maybe. But I think I would have to admit, I don't want someone upstairs going, oh, there was holding over there. Because
I
don't think you'll ever stop. I just think you'll never stop complaining about penalties. Not that we're stopping now anyway. So I don't know. Accountability, I don't know really what to do with that. I think it's hard, but when the guy with the ball in his hands is blasted in the face twice on, you know, a potential game tying or game winning drive, really it was a game winning try last night. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know how you can miss that. And then that gets you to, well, they should just fix it if they can. But again, I think that's a rabbit hole I do not really want to go down. I just think what seems clear and obvious to one team's fans won't to another. And I just think you get into a pretty tricky situation there. So anyway, just a mess. Great game to watch. I mean, marred by the officiating at the end, but what a performance. I'm fortunate this week in fantasy to be playing against Burrow and Chase. So our week's over. The rest of my, we're down 125 to nothing from Thursday night football. And that was only, well, it was Derrick Henry too. So it's three people.
Yeah.
Burrow, Chase, and Derrick Henry. Thank God Henry didn't go off. Whatever. Like, it would matter. I mean, we're not climbing out of that hole. I don't think that is going to happen. So anyway, just a messy end, but super fun game to watch. I mean, Chase and Burrow, amazing. And Jackson, just all of it. Just really, really good. Samantha's up next on WGR. Hi, Samantha. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Really good. How are you doing?
I'm good, Q. I just wanted to ask about the MVP, because last year I felt like Allen, other than his turnover ratio down, his stats were really good last year. He was the highest in touchdowns. Mm-hmm. His yards were great. And I feel like statistically him, Dak, and Lamar kind of all could have gone for the MVP last year. But this year, and they said that it was because the Ravens and Lamar had a higher seed, which I understand. But this year, the Bills are currently the 2 seed. The Ravens are the 4 seed, maybe the 3rd after last week. And I feel like at mid-season today, they're saying it's Lamar. I understand he's been playing amazing this year. But I feel like, is there a certain, you know, bullet list that says this is what the MVP is? Or does it change year to year?
I don't know if there's a bullet list. But the seed, like how many games your team wins, definitely plays a part in it. And it did last year. Thank you for the call, Samantha, with Lamar. you know, to say aside from the turnovers, though, is tough. Like, I think what doomed Allen is that his year started with a 3-interception performance on Monday Night Football against the Jets, a game they ultimately lost to Zach Wilson. And then he ended up with 18 interceptions on the year. And there was just no escaping the turnover narrative. It got exaggerated to some extent, but it was still bad. Like, it should have dinged him, and it did. I think if he has half of that, maybe he would have won it, despite the excellent season the Ravens had overall. What the Ravens are doing now, they're going to need to get more than being second place in their division for him to win it, in my opinion. But I'm pretty optimistic they can do that. I think they can run down Pittsburgh and end up battling for, you know, the 2 or the 3 with the Bills and with the Texans. And if they do that, and Jackson has, he's tracking for numbers that are comparable to Allen's last year. And so if he does that, I mean, he's going to be hard to deny, I think.
I think the problem is, I don't know that anybody really knows what the qualifications are for MVP anymore, because a lot of it just seems like it's the best player on the best team. I mean, last year that was the case. There were several better cases, not even just Josh Allen, just players that had better seasons statistically. And so I don't know if it has become a statistic-based award any longer. I think it's kind of more so a popularity contest on, hey, this is the best team in the league. They have the number one seed in the AFC or the NFC, and also he's the best player on that team. Because 24 touchdowns was one of the worst seasons of an MVP ever. So I think this year it's gonna be tough for the league, I think, to vote for Lamar Jackson again, knowing that he was significantly better this year than he was last year, because that's all the conversation is going to be about. So I think you have to take into account that he has the best running back in the league on his team with him. I think that stands for something. And to your point, I don't think they're going to be the best team in the league. And so that could open the door for other people. Let's say Josh ends up with 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, and then he adds another 6 or 7 rushing touchdowns and ends the season with 6 interceptions. It's going to be hard to keep it away from Josh, because he will have done what everybody held against him last year.
Yeah.
And we'll have a better season with less weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's set up nicely for him, but right now Jackson's outperforming him. And
I
so
I don't care about the MVP.
You don't. Yeah.
I don't care.
All right. Well,
I get it, cuz like it's something to fight about.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's not going to, no one is going to look back at the career of Josh Allen and say, he's just not a Hall of Famer. Never won an MVP.
Well, I agree with that. But I don't know. I would like him to have the hardware.
If Lamar Jackson wins another MVP, he will have more MVPs than playoff wins. So congratulations.
Yeah, he's not a perfect candidate.
No.
But I'm just saying, he's having the year
no doubt
that
about
he
it.
Needed to have to get a third one. And if the team ends up winning 12 or 13 games, which is certainly in the window for them, I think it, and he keeps tracking this way. I mean, there's still a lot of football to be played, so we'll see. The thing can fluctuate. I mean, Patrick Mahomes 2 weeks ago was still the favorite, even though he was having a terrible year, more really of a placeholder, because the betting houses didn't want to put a big number on him for fear that they would continue winning and he'd eventually start producing, which is kind of starting to happen a little bit. He's played maybe his best 2 games. Their offense has been better the last couple of games they've played. So maybe that is starting to percolate a little bit. All right. Speaking of the MVP and the weekend's action, we will get into a lot of it here with our buddy Sam Panayotovich from BetQL Daily. He'll be our guest coming up right after this timeout. Then we've got Sal at 4 and Matt Perino on the Bills at 5, Paul Hamilton at 6. Nate Geary is in for Mike Schrobe today. And, I'm being very, very slack. You are listening, by the way, to Football Friday.
Ah, yes, you are.
Here on WGR, which is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby way. It's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples. That was my own special effect added. The official apple of the Buffalo Bills.